Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. The COMET initiative is making it easier for people to obtain information on core outcome sets. One of the ways it does this is through the COMET website and database. Liz Gargon from the Northwest Hub for Trials Methodology Research describes the database as it reached its landmark first 180 days.
Inconsistencies in health research are well documented, affecting anyone trying to use this information to make a choice about healthcare or to cope with the abundance of data generated by researchers. Differences in how outcomes are defined and measured are common, and make it difficult, sometimes impossible, to synthesise research results and apply them in a meaningful way. To make a well-informed choice, we need to be able to compare and contrast research findings on the basis of the same outcomes. Since the late 1970s, when the World Health Organization published guidelines on the minimal requirements for reporting outcomes in cancer trials, initiatives in many areas have attempted to increase consistency by developing an agreed set of important outcomes that should be measured and reported by all studies of a specific condition. January 2010 saw the beginning of the COMET initiative, an innovative project to bring together people with an interest in standardising outcomes for clinical trials and systematic reviews, with the aim of facilitating the development and application of core outcome sets. 180 days since the launch of the website, the COMET database provides an illustration of how it's helping to achieve this aim and why this challenge needs to be met. The COMET database is a publicly available internet-based resource that collates knowledge about core outcome set development and highlights the applied work that has been done across health. It makes it easier to find existing research, helping funders who may wish to fund work in this area to avoid duplication, and helping researchers who want to know what developments are currently underway. It includes planned and ongoing work as well as published papers about core outcome set development. 24 planned or ongoing studies in various areas of health are included already, with a further 29 in discussion. 133 published studies in various areas of health and healthcare have also been identified to date, and there is a systematic review underway. The most recently added report was a review of the content and quality of 10,000 controlled trials in schizophrenia. It found that a shocking 2,194 different scales had been used, meaning that a new rating instrument was introduced for every fifth trial. Understandably, the authors concluded that an increased effort is needed to develop and apply an agreed set of outcomes in future trials. Papers like this highlight the importance of paying more attention to the choice of outcomes to be measured and reported in trials, and the importance of making this information available so that research in the future will be more consistent. The COMET database is one of the ways to achieve this, and 180 days after it was launched, we reached 2,194 individual users, one for each of the scales in the schizophrenia trials. Many of these people use the resources that are presented to them directly on the website, but many have run searches for core outcome sets, and more than 900 such searches have been run to date. You can find out more about the COMET initiative and visit the database at www.cometinitiative.org.
As well as the material on the COMET website that Liz mentioned, you can find more about research into outcomes for clinical trials and reviews in the Cochrane Methodology Register at thecochranelibrary.com.